Hello.
Hey, thank you for calling customer support. How can I help you? My name is Darielle.
Hi, my name's Amanda. I'm with Vera Bank's card and payments department. I'm actually calling on behalf of a mutual customer. She's got two transactions on her account she said are not hers. Can you help me locate these?
Yes, ma'am. You're calling from a bank?
Yes.
Okay. Am I on speaker?
You are not.
Oh, I don't know why it's like so low or something. I don't know. Okay. May I get the zip code?
Of course. It's 75758.
75758?
Yes.
Okay. What's the what's her first or the customer first name?
It's Valerie.
Spell that.
V as in Victor.
Mm-hmm.
A-L-E-R-I-E. Last name is Smith.
Smith?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, my system is loading a little slow.
No worries.
Okay, so I see Donna Smith, Freda Smith, Joanna Smith. Hold on, let's see, you said Valerie.
Yes.
How's she? Okay.
Would it be easier if you pulled it up by the email address?
Let me see, is the email address V as in Victor, Y as a yo-yo, O as in October, R as in Roscoe, K as in King67 at yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got it. May you verify the address for me?
I have P.O. Box 1940, Chandler, Texas, 75758.
Okay, thank you. One moment, my system is loading up all the information. I apologize for the wait.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you for holding. So I see that she was charged on November the 7th for $5.74 for a tactical bag. So what happened was these tactical bags are used to like over $70 to $100.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are shopping online, of course, and they're thinking that they could get this or any product that's like really high priced for like $3.99, in her case $5.74. So if she or anybody don't read the terms and conditions, if they do not cancel the subscription within 24 hours or 7 business days, prior to them ordering that product, the subscription, they do not cancel that immediately after ordering it, the company will automatically enroll them into a sweepstakes where they get charged monthly fees until they cancel.
Okay. And do you see the $67.32 and the $39.99?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. And is there any way you can go ahead and cancel her membership or her subscriptions?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is there any way you can possibly do a courtesy refund for her, and can we block her?
Yes, give me 1 second.
Thank you. So I have a question. In the terms and conditions, where at does it tell you that that you have to, I guess, unenroll in these programs?
In the terms and conditions, it's on the company, like, okay, if they go online, right, if they get an email or something from, let's say Walmart, because we represent Walmart, Target, Amazon, Costco, CVS, all of them. Mm-hmm. And so if they go on there and they shop for something that's like $11, right,
yeah,
they're going to let them go through with it. And then at the end, where they got to put all the information and stuff, they're going to tell them it's going to be little lines. It's going to say terms and conditions. It's up to that customer to click on it, to read it. It's not going to pop up like in a big, just like pop up on the screen in big bold letters to say terms and conditions. No, you have to click on that little link that they got that's in small print and say terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the terms and conditions, it's going to explain that if you do not cancel this, if you do not cancel the subscription within 7 days of ordering that product, you will be automatically enrolled inside of a subscription during that company, and you will get monthly charges.
Perfect. You were the first person to actually explain to me. For 2 years, I've called on these charges, and you're the first person to actually explain to me.
Oh, wow.
What everything is. Well, most people, they're outsourced overseas, so there is a language barrier. So,
oh, yeah. We're in America, but I tell people, like, how I better explain it is letting people know, like, when they're shopping online and they're shopping on, like, big companies or whatever, it's a company. It's Walmart, it's Target, it's Amazon, it's Costco, you name it, CVS, whatever. It's them, but we're the third party that's handling charges that are on people's account. And so we're just under the umbrellas of those companies. But the thing is, the companies, they're not caring because they're billion-dollar companies. So when customers are ordering online, they go put whatever they want to put, because they're gonna put it where it's in a blind eyesight, where people really don't pay attention to terms and conditions, because I don't. So you're not going to pay attention to that. You just want the product. You're just like, oh, yeah, I get this for free, and it usually costs over $130, but they're going to give it to me for $9. You know, I will automatically assume that something is up with that, because I'm like, okay, why are they only giving it to me for $9, and it's usually over $130? But not everybody's going to look at that. So they're just going to see, okay, I get this at a deal at a bargain price. So with that, it's like with those companies, they can do whatever they want to do, because it's like, well, even if the customer see, okay, yeah, Walmart overcharged them and they got inside of their subscription and now they need to cancel, Walmart isn't going to be in fear. The owner ain't going to be in fear, because they're like, okay, well, they still go shop at our store.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's just that. I don't even know.
No, I get it. I 100% get it. A lot of people don't read those terms and conditions, and I mean, nothing's for free. They're not going to have a $40, you know, bag, or I like the iPads, or, you know, headphones. You're not going to get that stuff for free.
Mm-mm. No. And that's what, I mean, the only thing you would do really is people just need to stop shop when it's on sale. That is it. But just like shopping, trying to get in like the ads and advertisements on that whatever the company could try to throw as a as they if they got like so many points that say, oh, you get a free iPad or something because you been with the company, you know. Oh, that's a scam within that company. So but I refunded the $39.99. I fully refunded that, and I have a confirmation number for you.
Perfect. I'll take that.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Is C as in Charlie? Mm-hmm. 2635282999. And for her other orders that she have on here, she has, well, she actually has three, but she has two orders that is $67.32, and then she got one order that was for $5.74. I'm going to have to transfer you to my supervisor because it's not letting me refund those. It only gonna let me refund one of them, so give me 1 second while I try to process all this information.
That's fine. You know what? Don't even worry about transferring me. If she wants that $67.32, she can call.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because it all came back in her information, so that's really all that I needed to add to this dispute.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I really appreciate your help. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.